Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
You seem excited.
Oh, what's to get excited about?
What's to get excited about?
Well, let's see. It's Thursday, right?
It's just Thursday.
Just a regular Thursday.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about
This show.
Yep. Nothing to get excited about.
That's negative thinking.
I don't have time for that.
I'm just going to start talking, and there we go.
It's showtime.
How's everybody doing? What's going on, Abby?
It was pretty good. Yesterday, my brother was in town. Well, he's been in town most of the week, but I got to see him last night, which was a fun little surprise. I took him down to the Beltline because I have this weird competitiveness with my family about who lives in the better city, because everyone knows I have this one-sided beef with the city of Tampa, Florida, which is where my entire family lives. And I think Tampa as a whole is like a beautiful city. Like, my hate is not with the natives of Tampa. My beef is not with the scenery of Tampa. Like, it's beautiful, but Atlanta to me, I really have become so fond of Atlanta. Like, it's such a social city. There's so much to do. Granted, there's no beach, but like, I don't care. Like, you can fly to the beach. Whereas Atlanta, like, when I took him down to the Beltline, I was so proud when I took him to a restaurant that there were people out. I was like, see, you don't see this in Tampa. Nobody goes out in Tampa, which I'm sure they do, but I haven't found the places, because every time I ask people where are the cool places in Tampa, nobody knows where to tell me to go. So we had a couple glasses of wine. I pressed him on the proposal that he's supposed to be doing for his girlfriend. We still have no plan. I mean, we have like a vague plan, but we still have no plan. We're sitting there, I'm like, dude, we're talking about the wedding more than we're talking about the proposal. We planned out his wedding. We know what date he's getting married. We know where he's getting married. We know what city he wants to get married in. Granted, no like deposits were put down or whatever, but we have more details about what he wants for the wedding than what he wants to do for his proposal.
I don't know who it was a couple of weeks ago that I got a tongue-in-cheek debate with when I asked the question to a woman. It might have been Amanda. Maybe it was you guys. When I'm like, just go ahead and tell me what all the advantages are of being a woman rather than a guy. And the list ended at like three things. And she and the women around me were just like, yeah, that's really all we got. Here's one that I think you guys can really hang your hat on is you guys plan and think and you do it with sensitivity and intelligence, and guys just will put it off and put it off and put it off. And I feel like most guys, as a general rule, it is a sprint to a finish line without a lot of detail. Whereas I think women are beautiful at it.
And that's exactly where I've kind of had to swoop in, because he'll send me a text with a couple of ideas and I immediately have to hijack it. I'm like, no, we're not doing that. We're doing this. And obviously I don't want to give specifics because, you know, the proposal hasn't happened yet. And I don't want to like give anything on the radio in case it gets back to her. But I have really had to hold his hand figuratively and literally through this entire process, because I don't know if it's just causing him anxiety. And so he's like, let's just get it done as soon as possible. And he just like wants to check the box. But we have more details about this wedding that can't even happen until he proposes.
So how do you find the perfect balance? Because I do agree that there are some men who could use a little hand holding, you know, just to make sure that the proposal goes off without a hitch. But also it needs to be them. Like, it needs to convey them and their personality. And I'm trying to figure out what the difference is.
I completely agree. And where I'm saying that I'm stepping in, it's more of like, if my boyfriend was planning my proposal, I would want my sister-in-law to step in this way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Got it.
That like, it's not to hijack and it's not to make it about me. It is, I'm thinking about the bride and what I think the bride will appreciate. And maybe it's a detail he hasn't thought is important.
Excuse me. I wish I could blame that on allergies, but there is no pollen in the air. So I think we're seeing this with Jackson also. And I think I can speak as a guy on this, is that we feel like there's so much pressure for everybody involved in a wedding, right? The guy really doesn't have, if the woman wants to take control over the planning, all that much to do. All right, we got to pick out the ring and we got to propose. So those two things seem monumental to us, because we don't want to mess up just the two things that we have to do. So rather than go forward and still have like this grain of doubt that it's not going to be perfect for her, because we have heard over the years that, look, the proposal needs to be perfect. The wedding needs it perfect, 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 perfect. That if we don't make it perfect for her, then we're going to somehow let her down. And I think that's where guys stumble.
So he's kind of like in a functional freeze.
Yeah, like Jackson. It's a little bit like Jackson with his proposal.
Yeah, he is in a functional freeze. Jackson is has definitely spun his wheels on certain things. And I've kind of, oh my God, am I like the proposal whisperer? Because I've been back there like coaching Jackson too. I'm like, it's going to be fine. Like, just get down on one knee with a ring. And for all intents and purposes, like my brother's girlfriend, very chill. Jackson's girlfriend, very chill. Like, I feel like the bar is at an appropriate level of low.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just here to be like the fairy proposal godmother and be like, get to the photographer! Make it pretty, you know, just put in a decent amount of effort that shows that there is some intentionality behind the fact that you are taking her off the market for forever. That holds a lot of credence. And, you know, you're asking her parents if you can do that. Like, that's a big moment in life. So take some time, think about it, and then just go for it.
So I'm curious if we're looking at the time that he has spent up until now not doing anything and the time it took you to knock it out for him last night. What do those two look like?
You guys don't even understand. By the time I didn't even finish my glass of red wine and I already had more details planned out about both his proposal. And I had like spreadsheets. I pulled up the Pinterest board. I had floral websites that I'm like emailing and doing. Like all the things.
You're giving him vendors too.
The vendors are going to my Burt Show email. I'm like sitting there like, okay, well, so if you start hearing my email ping today, it's probably not one of y'all. It is the wedding vendors for my brother's proposal.
There's more stress on you with this proposal than there is anybody else.
Truly.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We were talking earlier this week about how the e-buzz segments have kind of felt like wah, because bad news is what gets people's attention. So I thought I would dedicate a whole 3 to 5 minutes of just clips that make me feel, oh, that's like so fun, like that's so sweet, or like that's so funny. And recently Variety put out their Actors on Actors, which is this really cool segment where actors interview each other. And as much as I appreciate journalists, as somebody who went to journalism school, sometimes it is cool to see another actor appreciate another actor's work and, you know, get to comment on it from that perspective.
They let their guard down too.
Yes.
When they're talking to a peer.
Yeah. I'm trying not to throw a grenade in your positive entertainment buzz.
No,
but
stop.
The skeptical me wants to say, it's going to be nothing but softballs for each other because they don't want to put each other under any kind of stress at all because they know what it's like.
Yeah, but the clips that have come out from it are really, really cute and fun, or just very candid. So, like, for example, Patrick Schwarzenegger was in the new White Lotus TV show that people have been raving about. And he plays this character that does a lot of nude scenes, from what I hear. I haven't seen the show yet, but that's kind of the one thing I've seen pop up on, like, BuzzFeed articles. Uh-huh. Is just how jarring some of his scenes have been.
You get a lot of booty.
You get a lot of booty, a lot of full frontal. There was a full frontal moment that actually his dad, Arnold Schwarzenegger, commented on. And I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, how do your parents feel when they see you in that kind of role or element? And this is how Arnold Schwarzenegger responded to Patrick's full frontal scenes in The White Lotus.
I'm watching your show and I'm watching you with your butt sticking out there. And all of a sudden I see the weenie. And I said to myself, what is going on here? I mean, this is crazy. And then I said to myself, well, Arnold, hello.
God, the weenie.
You did the same thing in Conan and in Terminator and all of those films. You were naked, so don't complain about it. But it was kind of like a shock to me that you would follow my footsteps that closely.
I'm so proud of my boy.
So that makes me wonder, like, as if you're an actor and your parents are watching a film, do you give them a heads up that they're going to see full frontal, or do you just let it surprise them? Because from the sounds of Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was sounding like I was watching it, and then all of a sudden, whoo, there's your butt, and all, whoo, there's your weenie.
It depends all how dark you are. Like, if this was Hollis, right, we have the kind of relationship where he would really think it was very funny not to tell me. I think in a healthy relationship, I think you give your mom and your dad a heads up.
I think even if you do give them a heads up, there's nothing that can prepare you for seeing your child fully naked on quote unquote national television. Like, I'm sure he's sitting there like, I'll be back with pants for you, like my poor son. But it was really funny to hear the interview just because I appreciate Arnold's accent. It just kind of makes everything feel a little quirky. Like when he says, Doweenie.
There's a great documentary. I don't know if you guys have watched it or are interested in it on Netflix. about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he's the one that is narrating his own story. It's fantastic. It's really, really good.
Okay, noted. Well, another clip that made me smile yesterday was from Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's New Heights podcast, and they had Shaquille O'Neal on as a guest, and this interview was seriously such a delight because from the get-go, Shaquille O'Neal literally calls himself the Black Kelce brother, which really just sets the tone for the rest of the interview. And then Shaq does a little nod to another special person in the Kelce's life by saying, "This is one of my favorite songs of all time."
Hold on, don't. I gotta show you guys something. That's my favorite song in the world, brother.
Just bought all the music back, so it's finally hers too, man. I appreciate that.
All right, love you guys.
Love you, big dog. Everybody, the Diesel.
He's sitting there and he's like mouthing the words, and granted, he's getting them literally all wrong, but to see this grown man sing to Taylor Swift just like made my heart swell.
I really wonder, and I don't think we could ever have guys call in and confess this, but I always wonder that what guys are really listening to in their AirPods when they're working out. Like, you would never assume Shaq is cranking out Taylor Swift to motivate him, but I could tell you there are times where I'm in the gym and I'm listening to "This Toxic Bomb, bomb, bomb" from Britney Spears. I'm like, God, I hope nobody can hear that.
It's an absolute banger. All right, the woman kicked out of the Diddy courtroom is speaking out for the first time. I'll tell you how she's reacting to getting the boot on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think she's going to frame this in a much more sensitive way than how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm terrified for Jackson and this whole thing. This whole asking his girlfriend's parents for their hand in marriage, the proposal. I'm terrified for you. You know why?
Why?
Because I don't think you know what you're doing.
Well, that's been made abundantly clear.
So, Kristen, help him out.
All right. So, ever since we had this conversation yesterday and you were talking about the proper way to ask your girlfriend's parents for her hand in marriage, I've been doing some thinking. And during that conversation yesterday, a reel popped into my head. That has everything to do with proposals. And I was like, OMG, I have got to do Jackson a solid and make sure he does not make this mistake when he proposes to his girlfriend. Okay?
Okay.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready, I think.
All right. So, my earbud box, this is going to be your ring box.
Okay.
All right. So, I need you to stand up.
Okay.
Oh, we got a visual.
Okay.
All right. I need you to stand up. And I want you to propose to me.
All right, Kristen, I didn't know that our relationship had gotten this point yet, but...
Okay, and also, Kristen, can I add this as we're role-playing here?
Yes.
I would like you to respond in proper the way that he proposes. So if it's great, you'll be ecstatic and start crying. If you're not impressed, we're going to be able to see the disappointment in your face and we'll hear it in your voice.
Okay, so just go right to getting down on bending knee and asking for hand in marriage, okay?
Jackson's like, I wasn't planning on getting down on my knees.
So there's no preamble to it? Like,
no, I just trust me.
Okay.
Kristen, I know this has been a long time coming, and we've discussed this a lot, and I think it's finally time that we take our relationship to the next level. Since the day I met you, I have loved you more than I've ever loved anything in my entire life, and my fondness grows for you each and every day. And I've been trying to think of how I can put the words together to describe how I'm feeling, but I think it's best kept in this memento that I have for you that you will hold on for the rest of your life. Kristen Klingchern, will you marry me?
How many carrots is it?
No, stand up!
He did good? He did good?
Yeah, I don't care what he said. It had nothing to do with what he had to say.
Come on!
No. I mean, it was great. You have great posture. You got down on bending knee the right way. Oh. Oh, my God. This is what's going viral.
He's young.
That was actually so sweet, Jackson,
it was,
too.
It actually was. Dude, it was so good. It was so good. But the thing that's going viral is how dudes are getting down on bended knee and what your posture is. Okay. So the fact that you got down on bended knee and you didn't sit back on your foot. So what dudes are doing.
That was what this test was about. It had nothing to do with the word?
None. Zero. All right. So, okay. I was kind of listening to what you were saying, but I was paying more attention to your knee placement.
You're giving me the up and down. Yeah, I saw.
She got her protractor out. She's like, it's a 90-degree angle, right? So let's give me the fake ring box again. So what is happening is these girlfriends are asking their guys, hey, propose to me. And the guys are just like, so they get down and they go like this.
Oh, boy.
And they're like squatting down on their back knee. And immediately the girls are like, no. And they come in and they fix them. Like they fix their posture. They pull them forward. They jut the knee out. They get them to like sit up straight. And you had perfect proposal posture.
Wow.
He's ready.
He's ready.
That's the marker. Yeah. You're ready.
I'm taking it. I came into this with not a lot of confidence. Now I'm feeling pretty good.
So it had nothing to do with the words. I was really curious as you were saying this, like, where did this tradition start and why?
That's a great
question. Oh, getting down on bended knee?
Why can't I just stand, look at you? Uh-huh. Well, in my case, it would kind of be eyes to neck, but eye to eye and say the same thing. Like, where did that start?
Well, my good friend, Dr. Google AI, says that it originates from medieval knighthood ceremonies where kneeling was a gesture of respect and submission. And over time, it evolved into a romantic symbol of humility and devotion.
Oh.
All right. Now, while you weren't listening, you really weren't listening to the words?
No, I did. You did. Because Jackson had no idea what I was about to ask him, right? Okay. So, like, off the cuff like that, because some dudes, you are very good off the cuff. Other dudes, not so much. They need more writing and planning. So I sincerely believe you guys are going to have like the best proposal.
Wow. Something tells me he's been thinking about what he's going to say for a while.
I really, truly have not put any thought into that yet.
Those aren't like stock.
Good. That's a good answer because not only did you just propose to another woman using her full government name, yeah. I'm glad you didn't waste your speech on her.
Hey, if... in case you get too nervous, you forget the words, I just want to offer my services to hold cue cards up behind her so you can read right off of that, right?
I like that because my head very clearly just goes straight to Hallmark.
You did great.
You did awesome.
You did great.
Nice posture.
Well done.
Well done. Great posture.
The Burt Show.
It's Thursday. We call it Follow Up Thursday, where we follow up on Burt Show storylines that you guys haven't had tied up in a nice little bow.
All right, so she was considering breaking girl code to date her friend's ex. Did she take the risk or not? Now, if you don't recall, Jenna called us because she had a crush on her friend's ex-boyfriend and wanted to know if she should pursue him. Her friend, she decided, was a B-minus level friend.
So we're not so specific.
B-minus.
B-minus.
Okay.
She's not bestie. Uh-huh. She's not A. She's not even B. But she's B-minus, so she's not quite C. I really honestly have no idea what that means, but okay.
I'm assuming, like, if you're going out and you are calling different people to go out, at some point or another, the group gets too big, she's right on the cut line every time.
Or if you're going out, who you're calling to ask to go out, you call the A, you call the B, and then right before the C, you call her.
Or maybe she got demoted. Maybe she did something to get the little minus in front of it.
All right, so her friend was a B-minus level friend. So dating the ex could cause drama in their social circle. They don't hang out all the time, but some of the time. Tommy reached out to the ex-boyfriend anonymously with 5 questions about dating scenarios to test if he'd be open to dating Jenna. Based on his positive responses, Jenna was considering shooting her shot. After getting the green light from her crush, we also secretly asked her friend how she feel about friends dating her exes. Oh, this is all coming back to me. Jenna's friend's responses were clear. She thought dating a friend's ex was absolutely off limits, a betrayal, and certain lines you don't cross. After hearing this, Jenna said she felt too guilty to pursue her crush, but we weren't convinced. So now we got to find out, did she or did she not?
Now, I have not read this update, right? I am just assuming that you can only put this off for so long. Like, right now she's saying, you know what? maybe, let me think about it. But at some point or another, she's going to come full circle and she's going to follow her parts, what her parts are feeling.
I think so too. All right, this is what the update says. It says, hey, Burt Show, I know I said I would back down from talking to my crush, but I couldn't hold out for long.
There we go.
And then right, first sentence, baby. Tingly, tingly. All right, within a week, I ended up texting him and asking him to coffee. He figured out pretty quickly that he was the mystery crush from your radio show questions. Apparently, I wasn't as sneaky as I thought. Long story short, we've been together for a few months now, and it's been amazing. He said he'd always wondered about us, but didn't want to complicate things with his ex. Of course, my friend found out, and she's definitely not speaking to me anymore. I won't lie, it's been harder than I thought it would be. I really did care about that friendship, and losing the whole group dynamic has been tough. Some days I wonder if I made the right choice. But honestly, when I'm with my boyfriend, I remember why I took the risk. Sometimes you just have to go for what makes you happy, even when it costs you something. Thanks for the push, Jenna.
What do you guys think about that line? I really did care about that friendship.
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think she cared about the friendship. But this guy, she thinks he's the one. And so it's... I do. I think two things can be true at the same time.
So because this was a C-minus friend, right? Mm-hmm. If this is a B friend or an A friend and you use that line, I call BS.
Yeah. No, if you're A friend and obviously it's very apparent. If this is like your best friend and it's going to be she considers it a betrayal if you date her ex and then you go on to date her ex, then you don't care about your friend or your friend's feelings.
Yeah, cuz there's a certain intimacy when that breakup happens. Like if you're walking your A-tier friend through this breakup with this guy, then I think it looks so shady to then get with them, because then it kind of looks like, oh, maybe you manipulated the situation. But if this was just someone that this girl dated, you knew they were a couple, you weren't really walking them through like when it ended, I feel like you can still care about that person, but also realize like you kind of have the go-ahead, like they're not together anymore. And I don't feel like you have any loyalty to not dating them because they were just in a relationship.
I think too, it's, you have to look at the friend who dated the guy, right? Mm-hmm. Like you need to put your ego and pride aside. If you're out there in the dating world, if you've listened to just one segment from Abby, you know, it's hard out there, man.
When you find someone, right? You got to hold on with both hands.
So, you know, and again, she was like, this wasn't like an ex-fiance or anything. It wasn't anything like super serious. So if it didn't work out with you and it didn't end badly, it wasn't like he cheated on her. Like, so this was a very kind of like neutral breakup. So there's not a lot of layers here. There's some, but not a lot. You need to put your pride and ego aside, because if this person makes your friend happy, why wouldn't you want them to be happy? Why would you be like, no, my ex is off limits. You can't have him just because I had him. No, if they work together, then you should be happy for your friend.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any emotional ties at all to the ex. Yeah. At all. Go, yeah, whatever, man. That was in the past.
You
yeah.
can't have a claim on them forever, especially right. not when they're calling you a B-minus friend. Right. You call me a B-minus friend, lose my number.
The Burt Show.
I had producer Mikey in studio this morning because he had to risk his life to get back into his apartment.
This is probably, I'd say, top five dumbest nights of my life.
Okay.
This is...
And that's probably saying a lot.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. No, I mean, I got a list going, and top five is pretty significant.
Now, are we talking about the same place here that you were talking about a couple of days ago that emailed you and said, hey, just want to let everybody, including the criminals, know we have no more security cameras in our apartment complex. Do whatever you want. It's complete anarchy.
Yeah, I was hoping nobody would connect those dots, because now they know there's no cameras and you can penetrate it. So, but yeah, we'll go with it. Right. So, same place. Thursdays are trivia night. The youth group goes out to trivia. Only the real brainiacs of the youth group are invited. So, it's me, Rebecca, and Jackson.
Hey, I'm invited. I choose not to come.
That's a pity invite. So we go out to trivia, and every week whenever it ends, I try to get Jackson to keep the party going. It's impossible to do. This week, however, he had brought one of his friends, so the power of both of us together, we convinced him. So we go back after trivia to Jackson's rooftop, and we hang out there for a couple hours. Now they kick us out. Me, my girlfriend, and I. We get kicked out of his place.
Jackson.
Jackson kicks us
he's
out.
He's like, it's late, guys. Yeah. Let's wrap it up. Oh, yeah. It's not the apartment complex.
That's right.
Okay.
I'm like, why did the security guard have to come up to the rooftop? What were you doing?
So we're a 10-minute walk from my apartment. My girlfriend wants to take an Uber. It's a nice night. I'm like, I want to walk. You know what? You take an Uber. I'll walk. Maybe not the most traditional move, but whatever.
What happened to chivalry?
What do you mean? I have to be a gentleman.
You're going to put your girlfriend in
the car.
You're going to put your girlfriend in this random car. What if the Uber drive? What if something happened?
I did this too many times with Stacey when we were younger and we were out, and you know the night never ended for me. I put her in an Uber taxi many, many times and said, "Hey, see you at 3 a.m."
And this
but you're really going to get a ride share for a 10-minute walk?
Well, I mean. You never know. How late was it? Was it like 1 a.m.?
Probably 12.
What kind of shoes did she have on?
Did she have heels on?
I don't know. I don't look.
Mikey, did you not take the Uber because you didn't want to pay for it and she wanted to take it home, so she paid for it?
That's a big part of it.
Actually, it was midnight, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame her. I'm not walking through the city at midnight, even if I'm with it.
Look at him, Kristen. Yeah. I'm a big, strong guy.
He might as well have a billboard on his forehead that says, mug me.
The wind blows in the wrong direction and Mikey's toppling over.
All right. Well, she takes the Uber. Okay. I'm walking. My goal, walk directly to the apartment. I walk by the Midtown Taco Mac. Rest in peace. Permanently closed.
You want to take a second?
Moment of silence.
Yeah.
So I walk by the Taco Mac, and then I get to thinking. I do a quick swing back around. I say, I'm going to go in there and get myself a Miller Lite. I've never been to the Midtown Taco Mac. So I go in. I get a Miller Lite. Finally, I finish up there. I go to my apartment. I realize my keys are in my girlfriend's purse. I call her. I say, no big deal. She can let me in. I call her. No answer. Call her. No answer. 42 calls.
42 calls?
Called her 42 times.
Now I'm starting to get concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only 10 minutes.
No wonder she didn't want to walk with you. You stalked her.
I'm also concerned. Yes.
No, I'm not concerned about her. I have her location. Yeah. I can try. I know she's there.
Got it.
But I know she passed out. And now what am I to do? Here's the way my apartment works. You can buzz into like a doorway. I have no buzzer. Can't buzz in. Or there's a parking garage where you walk up and you get to the second floor of the parking garage. There's this big gate that stretches from end to end of the parking garage. So it's like a Rubik's Cube. I'm standing there like, how can I get into this building? So I do a very dumb and dangerous thing. This is not something to be proud of, but you know how parking garages, like they have, it's like cement wall and then a big opening and then cement wall.
Yeah.
So I realized that I can stand up on the shelf there of the cement wall and press my hands against this huge column, probably like a 4x4 foot column, and go on the outside of the parking garage.
So you're going to like parkour it.
Yeah.
Dang.
Very scary. The first time was not the scariest, though. So I get in. I walk all the way up to my floor. Realize you need a key to get into that door, too.
No.
So instead of just like laying out there in the cigarette butts all night, I decided, hey, it's only like 1 o'clock now. I'm going to go to a place called 11th Street Tavern and grab a drink.
Oh, sure.
So I go to 11th Street Tavern. This part gets convoluted, but the quick version is a guy buys me a shot. It's supposed to be like a lemon drop, but pineapple. It was straight tequila.
Okay.
And I don't drink liquor. So, you know, immediately, like, whenever your mouth just fills with water.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't have been surprised it's liquor. He said, let's do a shot.
No, and but I thought it was going to be, like, pineapple, whatever, easy stuff.
Malibu.
And then it's just straight tequila. And I knew it was game over for me. So I walked outside and threw up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so then I decided it's time to go home again. I have to sleep in the parking garage. I have no choice. I went to the gas station, got some Gatorade chips. I was going to sleep in the parking garage.
And you're fine because it's not like there are security cameras around looking at
you. Do you realize at this point you have spent more money than you would have if you would have just gotten in the car with your girlfriend?
I didn't account for having my keys in her purse.
And I'm just curious why you would like sleep in a parking garage when Jackson's house is less than 10 minutes and you could hit up your buddy and be like, can I crash on your couch?
Oh, he didn't want to see me anymore that night. He was done with me.
He probably wasn't even going to be picking up the calls, man.
Yeah, he was done with me. That would have been 42 missed calls. Basically, I get back. I have to do the stunt again. I depress my hands against the column. that time
and
was...
And you've been drinking more.
Oh, well, yeah. Threw up from a tequila shot.
Okay.
So now his system is clean. Yeah, I'm all about.
That one was scary. So that was not good. But I lay in the parking garage for a while, and then I say, you know what? I don't give up like this. I'm not going to give up. I go to the one where I need to get into my hallway. And you know those doors that they're not locked? They're held together by, like, strong magnets?
Yeah.
So I just kind of start pushing on it like crazy. I take my shoe off. I wedge the shoe into the gap. I bring my shoe all the way up it.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And then I just bust the door down. I got into my apartment.
Hey! It ends well.
I love how within the span of a week, not only have you told criminals that there are no security cameras at your apartment, you've also told them how to break it.
Right.
Also, you said this is, like, in the top five.
Yeah.
I'm going to be scheduling out top four, top three, top two, and the number one.
I love that. Okay.
We must hear these other stories.
Okay.
I too have had stories like this when I was 22, 23 years old. I think specifically I've told you guys, I was with my friend John in Newport, Rhode Island, and we were visiting his family that just had a baby. We're partying in Newport, and he stayed at the bars and I went back. Door's locked. I don't want to ring the doorbell because they have a newborn. So I go into the garage and it's a little chilly in Newport that night. And I found packing, what do you even call it?
The bubble wrap.
And I wrapped myself in it and slept in his garage.
That sounds nice.
You were a little burrito bubble wrap?
Yes, man. I did not want to wake that baby up, man. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You might think you're a good friend, and you might be totally bad at it. Well, let's quiz you here in just a couple of seconds. But before we do that, this is important. The applications for Burt's Big Adventure 2026 are now open. Burt's Big Adventure, if you're new around here, is the trip that I'm most proud of. We take kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World. We bring everybody under the roof, man. So if grandma helps out while she's in the home, if great grandma is there, if you got aunties, whatever, right? They all go down to Burt's Big Adventure with us, and we escape all of this, the sick nonsense, right? And we just escape it for a week. And then we started to build this really beautiful family, this special needs family. So the applications are open right now. So if it's you we're talking to, or you know somebody you think could take this, I consider it a life-changing trip right here, and really be part of a community that they might not have been before, we'd love for you to, like, apply right now.
Yeah, I mean, it really is a life-changing trip. And I think the one cool thing about Burt's Big Adventure is that, yes, it's a week-long adventure to get to just kind of shut the world out and just get to experience life as a family. But it's a community afterwards, too. And we do 4 reunions a year where you can connect with other Burt's Big Adventure families. So definitely apply.
Burt'sBigAdventure.org is where you can do that.
All right, so this is not about figuring out if you are a good friend or a bad friend. This is just trying to figure out what type of friend are you.
Might have been an inaccurate tease, but it was a good one.
It was a good one. So, because there's a type A friend, a type B, a type C, and a type D. And we are about to find out what type you are.
Does D stand for D-bag? Because I'm pretty sure I'm that kind of friend.
It does not.
Does type B stand for bad friend?
It does not.
Does C, you know what? I'm going to be C. Convenient.
Does A stand for awesome friend?
That's what I am, so I'll take it, yes.
Okay.
All right, so I have recognized, and there's a running joke on mom talk and mom Instagram of, are you a type A mom or a type B mom? Type A mom typically has her S together, and type B mom is a little more frantic and... I'm trying to be polite with my words here.
Scatterbrained?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so at risk of insulting both of them, the two women that I truly believe that I was in love with, which would be Stacy, my ex-wife, and my current girlfriend, Amanda, are two completely different moms. Stacy would be, hardcore, intense, on top of everything.
Yep.
Amanda... a little bit more, let's say, free flowing.
Yes. Okay. And that is very accurate. Very accurate. But this also transcends into what type of friend you are. So it's Deanna on TikTok. Her handle is Sunny D. That's D-I-I underscore Deanna, D-I-O-N-N-A. And she had a TikTok go viral where she was imitating her type B friends. All right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start there. And then because that type B video went viral, she went ahead and did a type A, a type B, and a type C. All right. So I want you to listen to her as she is imitating. She's pretending to be that friend. So you understand the energy and what encompasses that type of friend. So here is your type A friend.
Who said they needed a Band-Aid? Hi, are you Jeffrey? Okay, this is a Nissan Altima. Let me check the license plate. Yep. Okay, great. They're coming down. They're like 2 minutes behind. I'm going to just sit here with you while we wait. Okay. Thank you. Nice to meet you. So how long have you had this car? Give me your passport. I'll just hold all the passports because it'll be easier when we go. What percentage is your phone on? Here's the power bank. No, I bought a USB-C cord just specifically for your phone. And send me your location. I have your location because I'm not doing this again with y'all. I have an extra Apple tag to put on your purse. I just emailed you the Canva link for our itinerary for this weekend trip. It has everything on it, like all the times. At the time from the pickup of the car, it has the time for we should be getting to the Airbnb. It has the time for when our first reservation is. Who didn't eat? Here. I knew it was you. I told you our reservation was for 6. Hurry up. Exactly. Hold out your hands. Oopsie, the coaster was right here. See, now are we all relieved I lied about the reservation time because I knew y'all would be 15 minutes late. See, if we keep the area clean now, we won't have to clean so much later. All right, I made the reservation. I'm sending you a confirmation text right now. Screenshot the ticket right now so we have to do this later.
That is such a valuable friend. I know that I am not that person, but man, when you have that friend, you just... Everything is off your mental plate because you know they're always going to take care of things, man. Everybody needs that friend. I just know I'm not it.
Hi, it's me.
Is it you?
I'm the A.
Really?
It's me.
God
yes.
Bless.
1,000%.
I was going to say is A for annoying. Because that would annoy me.
No. Ready? I am annoying and I don't care. Nah. I own it because I get S done.
Yeah, this is my friend. This is my business manager, Amy, even as a friend, man. I just know everything's going to be taken care of. I don't got to think at all.
Now, see, that's why there's pluses and minuses here and I think that's why type A, type B actually go well together because you need those balances or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's flaws and attributes to each of these type of friends. And yeah, for me, I can have a hard time like letting loose and not being, you and I have had conversations. This can also come in the shape of rigidity, like being rigid.
Yes.
And so you have to, you know, be able to be spontaneous is not really in my DNA, but I need that B friend to get me to have that extra drink. So then all of a sudden, I don't care if you have an air tag on your purse.
So I'm your B friend in our personal life and our professional life. Cause I have told you like, man, you just got to loosen it up a little. You're thinking too much, too rigid.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm hesitant to claim the type A friend because this is me. Mm-hmm. It gives me a sense of control to like make the reservations. And I feel like if I can make sure everyone has a good time, then we'll have fun. But those type B friends appreciate the type A friend,
yeah,
I think.
For sure.
Like I have had friends be like, you know what, Abby's a little uptight, but at the very least, I don't have to think about what we're doing while we're on vacation.
And you can't have two A's together, man. They will absolutely cannibalize each other.
All right. So now, if you're wondering what a type B friend sounds like, again, here is Sunny D underscore Deanna.
Wait, guys, can we stop at that bar really quick? I think I left my ID there last week. Yeah, let me just talk to the bouncer. Like, really, it'll be really quick. Wait, please wear my purple skirt.
Wasn't that skirt like $200?
So good in it! Because with that top, no, you have to wear it. Let me get it. Oh, I can't call the Uber. My phone literally died.
We've only been here for 15 minutes.
It died before we left the house. Wait, it's cash only? I literally have no cash. Why is it cash only in 2024?
Hi, so I think I left my shoes in your back seat.
You took your shoes off?
Sorry, yeah, can you turn around?
You left your suitcase in an Uber?
I know, it's crazy, right?
No, girl's like, I'll pay for it. Yeah, I got like $100 in my Apple Pay. You know, that's not real money. Here, let me pay.
My phone is on like 3%. Does anyone have a charger?
How much do I owe you?
Just send like $27.
Okay. Here.
Girl, why you send $50?
Because, little extra, thank you. I love you so much. You're my favorite person in the world. Wait, can you like carry my lip gloss and my ID in your bag?
Yes, I already know you're gonna ask.
Thank you, I love you.
All right, I'm somewhere, with that analogy, I'm somewhere between an A and a B. So there's going to have to be a B plus A minus because...
Or you can just be an AB, like a blood type.
I'm like an AB. Yeah, because Amanda is the one that the battery always runs out on her phone.
She left her phone in the airport when we left for Burt's Big Adventure.
Yeah, I mean, that's her. So I have to come out of my natural role as a B to be an AB when I'm around her.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense. But for me, that just stressed me out. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm like, how does anybody get anything done as a type B friend? Like, we can rip on type A all day long about how uptight we are. But at the end of the day, I didn't lose my Louboutins in the backseat of the Uber.
But A's need B's to loosen up and really enjoy life. And B's need A's right there to make sure we don't die every night we're out.
I can loosen up as long as everything goes according to plan and everyone shows up to the reservation on time and everyone wears the exact dress code that the restaurant claims that we need to have. Then I will loosen up.
Sounds like you need a type L friend, Lexapro.
Yeah. I am going to start crushing them up and putting them in your espresso martini.
Microdosing me?
Now, those are the two main ones, but there are a C and a D. Now, for D, it was just described as having more negative emotions. So D is the Debbie Downer friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're just
eliminate them.
No, so she didn't do a video for them. Yes. But there is also type C friends, and these are like typically your perfectionist.
Wait, where y'all trying to go?
Bella Noche's down the street.
I'm not going. I'm not doing that.
Bro, why not?
No, because
I have every CD that all of the Disney Channel pop stars put out between the years 2001 and 2008. Do you want to listen to them?
Wait, were you going to get rid of this candle jar?
Yes, it's empty.
I can repurpose it because I have been looking for something to quit.
Your naps are never quit.
20 minutes.
I don't want to go. Nah. Are you still wearing my purple skirt? I am.
Girl, you said I could wear it.
I'm supposed to wear it.
Nah, I don't even look good. I don't ride the rides. But I will, you know, I'll hold everybody's stuff while you guys ride the ride, and I'll be here right at this spot when you get out. My nap, y'all.
If you take a nap,
let me get 27 minutes in. I'll be here a whole time. I'll hold down the fort. I can take off this paper and paper mache around the inside of it, so it'll be really cute. I would totally come with you guys tonight, but I have work at 6 tomorrow.
Oh, 6 a.m.?
6 p.m.
Come on, you can come.
I have to get up in the morning, I have to make sure I get my coffee, and then I have to wash the dishes, and I gotta...
No, we shouldn't eat here. This place has only 2 reviews, and they're both 1 star. I'm gonna send you another place, though. Maybe we can try that. Did you see that one has all 5-star reviews, and it's in everyone's budget, and we all talked about it. I think it's the purple.
Oh, what was a bad car accident over there? Why are you not looking?
Because if I look at the accident, too, then we're all rubbernecking, and then that will cause the traffic, so I'm gonna just keep focused on the road. What else was happening?
It's okay, so...
She almost got into that fight, and then we were trapped in that elevator for, like, 2 hours. Why would I do that again?
The A's and C's are pretty close, though, right?
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, what's really the key difference between an A friend and a C friend?
The C friend, is not going to put up with anything. If you don't want to go out, you're not going out. And I would like to nap instead.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a fine line, but there are definite definitions.
I feel like type C friends really do love hanging out with their friends, but when their friends cancel plans, you're like, oh, my God, thank you.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.